That wasn't the theme song.
This is staying in the recording.
Oh, there we go.
Shh.
Welcome back.
Off to a good start.
To start, he says, play Scooby-Doo Run. That's the new theme song, y'all. No, oh, jeez. Well, welcome back to the Kyle and Charlie Show. You obviously should know me. I'm Charlie, and we got a glorious gamer, another glorious gamer in here. I believe
Kyle.
That's yeah, me. Yeah. Well, we have actually two other gamers. We got one mystery person and one person that you've seen before. Try to figure out who's who.
Are you presuming that they will recognize your like moaning or whatever that was? That...
Yeah,
it's a ghost, dude. It's
all right, guys, moaning.
It's a freaking ghost.
Can you tell who it was?
He's the Mona Lisa.
Good one.
Yeah.
I'll write that one down. All
right. Welcome back. We're joined. Yeah, well, we're joined today by the staple man himself, Brian.
They're in my skin and it hurts.
Yeah, I sure bet they do, Brian. And then we got a new fella in here. He's been one of our pals for a very long time, and he was supposed to live with Brian too, but yeah, that didn't work out.
Brian too? Where's Brian too. One?
Oh shit.
Wait, do we not have a laugh track?
Oh my god.
That's the other thing I need to put on this thing.
I told literally every single podcast we recorded in the radio studio, I asked you to play a laugh track after something
and
I
never had it.
We never had it prepared. And that was our one time to have it prepared and we don't have it.
Well, anyways, we haven't actually introduced our other person, so Carlito,
there, bro. Come on,
Carlito. We're gonna do an icebreaker. You're gonna tell us your name, your favorite food, and a cool fact about yourself.
Oh, okay. My name is Brian too.
He is better than me in every conceivable
Brian
way.
Brian too, dude.
Uh-oh.
He is stronger.
My name is
Mick
O'Brien. I'm you, but stronger.
He's like RoboCop. Except he's not made out of chipmunks.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm made out of raccoons.
Dude, he's upgraded.
I'm writing that one down.
You have to script that one for later.
Dude,
call
you
back.
Know you know those Japanese raccoons with like the... Like giant balls. Those are me.
Tanukis.
Yeah, dude, you fucking know it.
That's you.
Oh, he said it. He said the fuck word.
Oh, my beat.
Oh no.
According to Charlie,
no.
We're not supposed to say curse words on this show.
It kind of doesn't matter anymore because we're not putting these live in Easton.
Ah,
well, luckily I don't swear.
Yeah, I've never sworn either. Definitely not.
Shut the fuck door, you fiend.
I remember when Brian. I feel like there was a point where Brian would like never swear.
I feel, oh no, sure. I didn't say swear words until I was 18.
That's crazy.
I basically didn't hear him swear at all in high school, like ever.
Brian, you're such 18. An angel.
You turn 18, scared. Then he let his dark side out.
My cat is visiting me right now. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm trying to record. Stop.
Cats
he just
flown
chucked
in.
His cat across the room.
Oh, yeah.
He's our favorite Twitch streamer.
I'm starting to get really good, like a really good throwing arm because he's like 50 pounds. So he's a big boy.
Throw your cat right now.
Dude, we make those gains.
I am making those gains. Thank you.
Dude, top 10 ways to keep your muscle mass in quarantine. Number one, throw your cat. Number two is treadmill.
All right. We're going to dash this line of thought, and we're going to go back to Carlito's introduction.
Yeah. You didn't tell us a cool fact about yourself.
Yeah, what's your vertical jump?
My vertical jump.
Yeah, how high can you jump? You fucking
dude, I can double jump.
Oh, really?
Yo, okay. Kirby is officially the most swole person we've had on this.
He's a DLC fighter.
Yeah. Carlito's actually Conor McGregor actually lost a fight to Carlito. It wasn't in the ring though. It was very strange.
Yeah, it was a thumb wrestling match.
Yeah, for some reason.
No, dude, I messed up in Smash. I four stocked him, dude. He didn't have a chance.
Conor McGregor probably hasn't even heard of Smash.
I feel like he's hip enough that he might have. Except whenever he loses, he just beats you up. He's like, try four-stalking that now.
The Irish way.
Yes, true. And then he just... And what's this like walk that he does where he like swings his arm around like a gorilla or something like that? He just walks out of there.
Is he a literal knuckle dragger? Like,
well, he does this stretch where he like...
His great ape transformation.
Dude, that's why he's a Neanderthal. That's why he's so strong. No, but like this is like one stretch he does where it's basically like he twists his torso around and he just lets his arms flow in the wind and he just walks like that. It just
Carlito,
looks
what's
goofy.
Your percentage Neanderthal DNA?
Oh,
that's a hard question, dude.
Brian, what's yours? We'll come back to you, Carlito. What's yours, Brian?
I think I'm like around 2%.
Dang.
Brian got some sort of DNA test, so he 23andMe
said
he actually knows.
I wanted to see if I was a legitimate child, and sadly, I am. So
that's a good line,
dude. You could have had more content material. What the hell?
It could turns. About... I'm half Russian,
dude. Just like me. Heck yeah.
You're not Russian. You're Charlie.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's bringing this laugh onto the show. This laugh is the bane of my existence. I don't know what it is. Something about it just brings out. Just maybe I have a high Neanderthal percentage or something because it brings out something dark in me. Like it's like a fight or flight response.
A primal rage.
Yeah.
Your ancestors' DNA will come out in full force at Brian's laugh.
It's like when you look at a spider, it's something uncanny about the way that it moves relative to human locomotion. So it's kind of like that. Like this laugh is there's something
he laughs
off
like a
about
spider.
It. It's uncanny. He laughs like a spider. Exactly.
Yeah. Well. While you're sitting there picking fleas out of your caveman skull, I'm web slinging, David.
Laugh like a spider, sting like a bee.
Yeah.
That's Muhammad Ali. That's how we won.
We like bees.
He's laughed his opponents. Big fan of bees here. I like
their
honey.
Carlito, favorite flying insect.
Dude, which flying insects are there? How many are there?
Well, there are there's a large array of flies to choose
there's
from.
There's at least seven.
At least seven.
Yeah.
Number of flies.
Tell us how many we got.
For each person on Earth, there are 17 million flies.
I feel like they're not individual flies, though.
I have a lot of choices.
God,
dude, I'm just going to Google them and like see which one looks the coolest.
Yeah, I like this one. His name's Larry.
The flesh fly looking kind of fly, dude.
The what fly?
The flash fly. Oh,
the flash fly. Dude, that... Yeah, you got Sorry, your man. Own favorite insect wrong. How could you?
I'm sorry.
Apology not accepted.
All right, Carlito. Most ideal place to hide a body.
Let me think about my gamer PD 2 days.
The gamer knowledge coming in handy.
Oh wait, are large bodies of water like even like reliable sources of like dumping bodies? Like I feel like eventually people are just gonna find them floating around.
They're gonna be swimming with the fishes.
I mean, maybe it's like the middle of the ocean or something, but like,
do you think
someone goes in a river, they're gonna wash up somewhere else in the river? That's just how it works.
They're just there on the coast, washed up on the shore.
Dude, take a free ride across America, die and jump in the Mississippi River. I think that's the most budget effective way to travel nowadays.
Budget effective, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm an investor.
Gotta keep that money in my Roth. Save for my retirement. My
goals.
Retirement.
Honey, I'm checking my stocks.
I'm making my bed. When am I gonna become a billionaire?
I'm making my bed. When will I save the world?
Get rich quick scheme. Well, make your bed, guys.
I read this book. It's called How to Be Successful, and it told me to make my bed every morning.
Dude, the Avatar only defeated the Fire Lord because he made his bed.
He slept on the ground like the night before. He just curled the dirt back up.
Yeah, I'm an Avatar lore master. I actually, you can count the number of times in the show that he makes his bed.
Yeah. It's once every night.
Yes.
Okay, Carlito, another cool fun fact about yourself. What is your favorite flavor of soda?
Think very carefully.
Gray. That's the hard question. Dude, you're right.
Gray?
Dude.
Gray. Dude.
Grape soda was my thing for like the longest time when I was in high school.
I know.
Like, I was like so addicted to that stuff. I would just get gummy bears and grape soda. It was not good.
Dude, you're missing one key ingredient for that concoction of gummy bears and grape soda.
What, cocaine?
Yeah, no. Don't do coke, guys. Only Coca-Cola. At least that would be super speed. All right, I'm not gonna lie. When you said grape, I thought Brian was whispering gray, like a suggestion of gray flavored soda.
It just tastes like depression or something.
Tastes like the pain. It tastes like drywall.
It's graphite flavored.
Maximum pencil.
Stale Coke.
Stale. Oh God. I don't like learning about these fun facts about Carlito anymore. He got the fly one wrong. He doesn't told us where to hide a body. And he said grape soda.
Why are you even on this show? If you're not going to answer our questions.
I'm a secretive guy, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I respect it. All right.
He can't reveal much. He's mysterious.
All right. You know what? We're going back to the basics. What's your college major?
Nope.
Bad college major.
Soda.
Grape soda major.
He's studying the art of... Dude, I'm going to go work for Coca-Cola. I'm going to go get a degree in soda making.
Yeah, I work in carbonation.
I'm a big fan of the syrup process.
I carbonate things by spitting in it.
How much... What?
What?
How much gas is in your spit? Homie, if you spit, does it go up?
could you imagine, though, if like just certain people are born with that ability?
That they could just carbonate their spit. Yeah,
that sounds like an airbending ability, honestly.
Yeah.
I wonder if Aang could do that.
I mean,
is that like a hybrid airbending, waterbending kind of thing?
I don't know.
Soda bending.
Grape soda bender. That's my college major. Jeez.
All right. College major. Physics.
Dude.
Ooh. Bold choice.
What are you going to do about the metaphysical plane then?
I don't know. I'm going to leave that to the philosophers.
What about the astral plane?
That's for Dude. Astronauts.
It's for the astrologers.
It's their private jet.
It's for the Libras of the world.
I astral projected and saw God, and he slapped me.
I feel like because you say, "What are you doing in my house?" Just saw this random 2% Neanderthal just strolling up.
You were a mistake.
You are unevolved.
You were carbonating his water. He's like, "Bro, what the hell?
This is not healthy."
I don't like bubbly. Oh yeah, that's another thing. Sparkling or still?
Still. You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Hot take.
Because I'm always Brian prefers still already. Water.
Still water.
Yeah,
okay, that's a town.
All right.
Everyone always forgets about smart water.
Tap or puddle?
I'm a big fan of marsh.
Which one
has swamp
water?
Wait, what water?
Swamp.
Oh. I feel like a marsh is like the like pre-evolution
to a swamp.
Before swamp.
I prefer mud. Like,
just like dirt. Dehydrated water.
I suck the moisture out of grass.
Desert.
Sand.
You like bite into a camel and steal its water.
It's like a vampire. What's are going on?
If you really think about it, though, humans really are just water vampires.
What?
You know, I think I have to agree with you.
Are you saying that vampires just drink out of rivers of blood?
Charlie, don't you understand? He's onto something.
Yes, he I am is. Actually thinking quite hard right now, and you are making fun of me.
Okay, I'm sorry, my B dude. All right, keep going.
Oh, you want me to keep talking?
Yeah, hey, sure. Charlie. Go ahead. Yeah, what's up?
All right, this is important, Charlie.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. Brian's talking.
No, hold on. It's okay. I got this. What did you want to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
All right.
What did you want to say there, Kyle?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you about your decision that you made.
Oh right. I'm choosing the orange soda.
Not that decision.
Oh no. Is this about my plan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Right now we currently record on Audacity. That's because I don't know what I'm doing.
we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing, but we're gonna I'm going to try to take some time before school starts and actually make a plan of what we're doing. So I'm making a little bit of a podcast studio. So hopefully we send out some high quality content with actual editing. Yeah, that was a straight up lie.
Imagine.
He's also taking cold showers. He is intermittent fasting.
You know what? Fun fact, I have not taken a warm shower in months, or at least like at least a month and a half.
Dude, just boil the water.
Firstly, it's because something is fucked up with my shower. So I've been taking baths, but like I always take a bath. I take my dog for a walk in the morning, and then I come home, and then I'm
all toasty,
and then I hop into a cold bath every morning.
Taking a bath in a long time, dude.
Or
I don't know.
It's so hot and muggy out that.
When are we gonna do? Oh, you go first.
No, it's just I'm always gonna get. It's always just disgusting and sweaty, so I have to shower after I do something outside, and it becomes cold. So yeah. I've kind of got two of the checklist. Checked off now. I both take cold showers, and I make my. Actually, I don't make my bed. Never mind.
Yeah,
you're not gonna be successful. Get out of here.
You're only gonna make six figures instead of eight, dude.
But I have an important question. When are we doing the bathtub episode of Kyle Charlie?
Oh yeah, you asked me this earlier today.
It's important.
Well, when are we gonna get? How are we gonna get a bathtub big enough to fit all of us in it?
I think this is called the hot tub. Oh no! I think probably when I come up back closer to school, where y'all live, I'm gonna steal Brian's bathtub and then we can film the episode.
We could sit in a kiddie pool in Brian's yard or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
I'll bring floaties. just to make sure that we don't go under.
That's a squad pick moment.
Until Kyle honestly tries to drown me.
Well, it's happened before.
I'm gonna post my annual. I'm gonna post my annual Instagram photo, and it's gonna be the squad pic of all of us in floaties in a kiddie pool.
While Brian's drowning.
I'm strangling Brian and pushing him under the water.
Carlito and I are just posing up front. Owen's probably there too.
You're doing the sorority squad in front of the picture. The
squad. He's gonna be the frat guy behind us then. Is that just gonna be Owen and Carly and I sorority squad in front? Oh. Okay, looks like I gotta work on my hips then. My hips don't bend.
Bro, I was gonna say, Charlie, your hips are beautiful. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
They don't bend though. They're stuck. I'm like a Roblox character. Oh no.
You know,
I said the Roblox word.
Yeah, that's demonetization right there.
Oh jeez.
The algorithm.
No, I've been playing so much Roblox because of my gamer job. It's taking up parts of my brain that I don't
want
to take up.
Charlie, you never talked about your decision, did you? Or did I just miss it? Did I zone it out?
Is this about the podcast stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of started talking about it.
Well, we'll finish talking about it.
I'm gonna try to set up an actual place so that stuff sounds better in general. I actually can time things on the soundboard correctly. And just overall, it'll be a much more, I think, positive experience. And we're also going to stick these bad boys on YouTube. So I believe the next couple episodes are going to be the last ones that are going to be only on the WJRH. And then we're going to try to move to YouTube as well.
And then we'll get rich and famous.
Yeah. And then we'll get Lamborghinis and crash them.
Pretty yeah, cool. Then we're gonna make our beds and make millions.
And then I start making my bed, and then
it's easy as that.
I start paying people to make my bed during my success.
Dude, next cookie clicker is gonna be bed making simulator.
I could see it.
How's that not a thing already?
Bed.
No, well, they can't. Bed. And if they did, everyone would be a millionaire. That's not how the world works.
The economy could not handle.
Dude, yeah, that's communism.
The economy cannot handle everyone making their bread.
There's only so much money that could go around, guys. Come on, please at least have a dirty bed once a week.
We're begging you.
We're already out of Social Security. We can only take on so much more debt. Please stop making your bed. Oh, jeez. So what are you, I did have a topic that I actually wrote down. All right. So, one of my younger sisters has this like annual tradition where she gets really into the Hunger Games again. Like for a solid three months, like she's only talking about the Hunger Games.
Like the movies and the books or what?
Like both the movies and the books, and also doesn't help that I think whatever the author was, she released a prequel to the Spielberg.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried.
I thought you said Spielberg. Suzanne Collins. She released a prequel, I think, earlier this summer. But if you guys were going in the Hunger Games, what would be your one weapon you would take with you, theoretically?
Brian.
You would take me, or
yes.
You're asking me? Okay.
Yeah.
So like, you know, have you? Give me a second here.
Is Brian like a club? Like, what is Brian? Is he just like a multi-tool?
I'll let you figure that out for yourself, Charlie.
I'd assume when, like, the rabid dogs come, he could just throw me out.
I have him on a leash.
I'd bring boxing Thanos.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I don't... Man.
Just beatboxing.
I'm just going to say a normal little weapon, but I'm up against Thanos and Brian.
All, like, the really nervous teenagers, and they just look over.
It's just...
Let me show you how to scratch that.
instantly obliterates like three of these teams.
Either way, Destiny's still
around. Dude, I think Carlito already won. No matter what I say, I can't beat Thanos beatboxing. Like, there's nothing you can really do. Like, he's just gonna go and just end us all.
I mean, I still want to do a show when we get back to the WJRH. I still want to do an episode where we just play Thanos beatboxing for an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not going to spoil when we're going to do that because I already have a plan.
Oh. I would bring like, you remember Jack and the Magic Beanstalk?
Yeah.
I'd bring the bean seed so I could escape.
Brian pushes the bean seeds.
Wait, does that mean you also bring bean seeds, Kyle? Because you're bringing Brian.
Obviously, the counterplay is just to bring a giant seesaw.
Yeah. This reminds me of the time I was in. I think I was in second grade, and it was show and tell. I don't like show and tell. Is this absolutely?
And I brought Brian to show and tell.
No, I had my friend bring me up for show and tell. And the teacher was not happy. Like, I was a very well-behaved kid, but I was like,
my good friend.
I was like, dude, even then, I was like, this is going to be a good bit. I'm like, I didn't say that, obviously, but I'm like, I was like, this is going to be funny. This is going to be epic. And then she's just like, this is what I brought up for show and tell, Kyle. And I just walked out from the classroom, and then she was not happy.
No, the kids, they didn't understand peak comedy back then.
Well, the kids thought it was funny.
Oh, okay. Not. Well, that's all that matters.
So yeah, I got the crowd's opinion with me. The judge was not.
Let me tell you, that joke would not fly now.
Political correctness.
Yeah, that's how you get arrested in second grade. For bringing up your friend Kyle as a joke.
Well, actually, you see, it implies that I am human property, which is not good.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. I think that was just bad in general.
No, yeah, not good.
Yeah. Top 10 worst things. It's definitely on that list. Bringing Kyle to show and tell.
You can bring anyone else but Kyle.
Yeah, anyone else is fine.
I think
as long as they consent.
You're profiling me.
Yeah, no Kyles.
Is it profiling if it's just like no Kyle Filatko and then it's just, oh, it's Kyle Filatko?
Yeah, it's like it's a very simple one guy. I feel like there's at least two people named Kyle Filatko.
So yeah, but
I'm confident there's no one else named this.
All right, let's see what the Google has to say.
Kyle Filatko murder.
If there was someone else named Kyle Filatko on the earth, I'd be genuinely shocked.
You'd have to go battle them.
I'd have to kill them.
Brian Payne is common as well.
The first results are just videos of you with YouTube titles with Dr. Seuss book titles.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. You did your Dr. Seuss thing.
Well, I did. Yeah, I did that a couple months ago. All right.
Oh, I just get your Facebook.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Yeah.
I have not opened it in about 5 months, I think.
Yeah, I just see one photo that I think you just took like a selfie as a young strapping lad looking so pleased. Pretty epic selfie though.
There has.
Not gonna lie. Can't believe you started at high school though. That's very strange. He's just a smart kid.
Yeah, kind
that's
of
a crazy. Game. You look up your name, and you're the first result. You're the most famous.
I'm the
cop.
Only one named. No one else named this.
Dude, crazy. You're lucky.
The closest
look
thing
my
was
name.
Karma Kyle the Crocodile.
Yeah, dude, that's your persona.
That's me.
Jeez, how do we not know about this? You should have brought out Karma Kyle for the Garfield special.
Damn.
Excuse me.
No, it's coming back. Don't put that laugh away.
You got you either found something good or you're just taunting Kyle.
He just has nightmares, just that laugh in a dark, echoing hallway.
Dude, is that why you'd bring Brian to the Hunger Games? He's your sleep paralysis demon.
Like, people are running after you, they just hear that laugh, and they just go the other way. They're talking.
Even Thanos turns around.
Beatboxing Thanos stops beatboxing for just a fraction of a second.
You see a single tear roll down his eye as he turns around.
He turns around and he hears Brian in the deepest voice imaginable say,
"Even Destiny still arrived."
I have no idea what you just said.
Oh.
Destiny still arrived. I made the funny.
Destiny still arrived. I don't know what I would bring to the Hunger Games.
Boxing Thanos versus Chad Kyle.
Who would win? What does that mean?
Kyle would be like, eye emoji, nose emoji, eye emoji.
Agreed.
Very, very true factual statements here.
Oh no, that's okay.
Oh no, but yeah, I get. Oh, that's also something I didn't really consider. Once we put this on YouTube, we're probably going to have to clean up the Discord a little bit more.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Or, like, not put this here and only put it on WJRH.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out.
We'll see what happens. We're going to have somebody spamming just garbage in here, and then we'll be like, uh-oh.
And then I'll give them a stern talking to because I'm very serious.
Oh, I'll just break out the stick.
We are going to recruit Brian to walk around with the stick and beat any transgressors.
Beat, like, the lights out of them. They won't stand.
All right, Brian, here's a test. All right,
you hear me, Owen? I'm going to beat you. Sorry.
And then all you hear after that is just simply...
Never gonna get
boom.
Old,
dude. Honestly, yeah. I don't know, man. I was literally. I think Kyle. I think one of our first episodes, I mentioned that we should probably get a soundboard. I think afterwards, and now that we have one, and I still didn't put the laugh
still
track.
Don't have
on
a laugh track.
Still, all I got is Seinfeld theme. Well, I mean, we got the most important
how
thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's our laugh track right now. Just the noise. But yeah,
I still don't believe that isn't edited.
I think I could probably pull up the actual clip on the... I'll pull it up after this show, because we don't want to play an episode in an episode. I mean, we could.
No, I don't know.
That takes the time.
That is a new form of podcast.
New podcast, we only play the podcast.
We be breaking every rule of podcasting, dude.
But it's infinite content, bro.
Oh my god, dude, when I was trying to look up
we have every episode is just us talking about previous episodes.
we make one like god tier episode and then every other episode is just the same episode.
Riding
again.
The high.
Deja vu.
You can't go down if you don't do anything different.
I feel like when I appear on episodes, I'm either enjoyable to listen to or like not funny at all.
You're also just like the bit generator because you say something stupid and then the rest of us just go off on it.
Hell yeah.
Like Brian will just say something like
That's free content right there.
Go.
All right, so Charlie, you're walking down a dark alleyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see a skeletal hand reach out for you.
From which direction?
I don't know. Does it? What's the scariest one?
The sky.
Do you
obviously.
Kiss it? Do you kiss it?
Probably not. It's a skeletal hand coming from the sky.
It's offering you a ring.
What's the ring made out of?
Doesn't matter. It's a cool ring. It looks
you're the
cool.
Worst D&D DM pop. I've ever played. It's a ring pop. Oh, I'm down. I'm kissing that thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, what? Just like that. Easy. We got a bit right there.
No, that's good, dude.
I brought this up yesterday, but I was saying we need to get like alternative emotes for Chad Kyle, kind of like how there's a Pog you.
Oh yeah, we gotta get actual.
Well,
Twitch
the problem is we've never been able to replicate Chad Kyle ever again. And for context for our listeners, Chad Kyle is an image which we forgot the perfect angle of me in the with the man filter in Snapchat, where I just look like Giga Chad. We've never been able to replicate it again.
Like, there's people that say sometimes you look like Matt Damon. Like, that photo makes you look like Matt Damon the most.
Matt Damon looks nothing like that. What do you mean? Is that what Matt Damon looks like?
I think so. Wait, hold on. Am I thinking of the wrong person?
Like, Matt Damon just looks like a normal dude.
Actually, a slightly sad normal dude.
Are you saying you're not a normal dude? Checkmate. All right, now come on. All right. So here's our guy. Here's our man. Right. You cannot say that doesn't look like you.
It doesn't, though. My jaw looks like ridiculously wide in that.
Carlito hasn't seen any of this, and he's already laughing. Okay, now hold on. It might help if we get this in here. We've gone back to non-audio content.
No, I look less like him than I do without Chad filter.
Wait, is there like a young Matt Damon that he might look like? Oh.
Oh yeah, here's young Matt Damon.
That's more applicable.
There's young Matt Damon.
Oh yeah.
He is too. Dude, he looks just like him.
Yeah, dude, it's identical. Without context, which is literally everyone.
Oh,
I just put another image above Kyle in the chat.
But I'm photoshopped over
a buff guy. Oh, that is definitely you.
That looks way too much like you.
Yeah, the short haircut especially.
I told you, it's true.
It's true. I am Matt Damon.
Damon lives.
Lives on within me.
If he was in the Hunger Games, what would his weapon be, bro? Huh? Answer me that.
If he was in the Hunger Games, you'd just get lost in space again.
Dude, just go to Mars. You bring a rocket ship. Easy. But Tim is going, or you bring potatoes and then make like a weapon out of it.
Ooh, I would bring, like, you know how the Scarecrow has that hallucination gas?
You already brought beans, Brian.
I know, but imagine if I brought that. That would be so cool.
You brought magic. You brought psychedelics.
Pretty much.
Brought
airborne kind of psychedelics.
Yeah, I'm just gonna bring inhalable ecstasy, and I'm gonna throw it at them. That's my plan.
I kind of zoned out for a second, and then I hear inhalable.
Brian wants to bring chemical warfare to the Hunger Games in the form of like Scarecrow's gas from The Dark Knight. Or I think it's Batman Begins. I don't remember which one it was.
It's like any Batman.
Yeah. I thought of Batman Begins as like the like Scarecrow gas, but I think he does have that in all of them.
I don't even think he's in The Dark Knight.
No, he's in the first one. I think he makes a brief appearance in The Dark Knight.
He looks like a lawyer in the Nolan trilogy.
He really does. Oh my gosh.
He was a lawyer.
He was? I thought he was like a doctor.
Well, his origins was that like he was like oh yeah, that's him.
It looks like Brian.
Yo.
That actually kind of looks like young Brian.
Oh, wait, let me see if I can.
Matt Damon and the Scarecrow are the Hunger Games.
And I have him on a chain.
And he has, then he has like weaponized. He is just hallucinating gas.
Is he like a small Brian?
Carlito's got Thanos beatbox. I don't even have anything yet. We've just been laughing at y'all. I mean, like, no, I can't really say anything. Oh, wait. If I could bring anything into the Hunger Games, I was the one that asked this. Oh, I don't have anything prepared. Jeez. I don't know. I feel like I'd bring, like, some kind of a gun. Some kind of a weapon. Some kind of a blaster. That's what I'd bring.
A gun.
The ray gun from Call of Duty Zombies.
Yeah, I bring ray gun.
That is actually a very good idea.
When some Katniss Everdeen looking ass shoots you at the bone, please bring ray gun.
Wait, I never really bothered to ask, but why did your sister get in back? How old is your sister, and why did they get back into Hunger Games every year?
I don't know. I think it's because they get bored in the summer. Well, first of all, she's going into college right now. She's a rising college freshman. But she gets into it like a yearly thing. Like, I think it's like the second like the summer starts to pick up, she gets bored. So she goes back and rewatches The Hunger Games. And then she gets really into it again.
You could watch any movie and you decide to rewatch The Hunger Games.
And then she rereads the books too. Oh my gosh. Don't ask me, man. Hey, she gets
speaking of that. Speaking of movies, Ip Man 4 is on Netflix.
I know.
We're watching that.
Man. We need to watch it.
Ip Man just seems to get more and more popular people in it every single time.
Yeah.
Like, it's powerful. Wasn't Matt Damon in an Ip Man? I feel like it was.
They got Mike Tyson in it.
Tyson was in, yeah, Ip Man.
With his broken Chinese.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're like...
Mike Tyson speaking Chinese is a spectacle to behold.
And like, he just switches randomly.
Does he have like his lisp still in Chinese or...
Of course.
Oh boy.
He says a couple of lines in Chinese, but then they're just like, all right, Mike, that's enough.
I respect you for your attempting, but that's incorrect.
Actually, did you guys hear? I don't know if you guys heard about it. I don't know where I heard this, but Tyson's like making some sort of comeback.
Yeah, and the hit new TV series Mike Tyson Mysteries on Hulu.
He's like, he's fighting an exhibition match against Roy Jones Jr. or something.
Isn't he way too old for that?
Right.
I don't know, Carlito.
I watched Baki. I think he's got it. If Muhammad Ali can come back in Baki, I think. Mike Tyson's got this.
That dude's 50 years old, like 54.
Look at him, though.
I mean, I still wouldn't want to fight him.
No, I've watched videos of him training, and he's still a beast.
Oh my gosh, he's still super jacked.
He's a specimen. He's like one of the best boxers ever.
It's like,
yeah, he's a heavyweight too. So his main gimmick is taking punches and then just going pop.
Well, that's Rocky. That's how it works anyway.
Because like when people are
and Hajime Noipo. Brian, have you seen Hajime Noipo?
Hell yeah, I've seen.
My gosh.
Oh, that show's so good. Oh, I can't. I can swear. Wait, never mind. That show's real good. Gee whiz.
I can swear. It doesn't.
Why would I ever swear?
Funky fights in the manga where like there's this jungle dude that just jumps all over the boxing ring.
Dude, he's Spider-Man, but from the Amazon.
I still can't get over the special move where like the guy looks really like amazed by something and slowly looks away from his opponent, so his opponent gets distracted too.
Oh, wait, that's the Aoki fight. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Hey, what's that over there? What?
Dude, that was actually the fight. And then and then the guy distracting him would do his like super special move, the frog punch or something.
The frog
punch. Yeah, he squats like a frog and then jumps up and like punches them in the chin.
Wait, look at how big Mike Tyson's hands are. Compared to Donnie Yen.
it's crazy how like how well defined his muscles are still. Like there's not even any like of that old man droopiness.
You could put his head on you could put Terry Crews on his head and I could think he would still be just as ripped. Or at least under a suit at least.
What if I look this up? Okay, there's nothing. Cool.
Oh, wait, that's the perfect photo if you wanted to crop out I haven't seen Ip Man, so I don't know the actor's name, or at least the main character.
Donnie Yen.
We got an Ip Donnie Man Yen. Too.
Yeah, you could crop out Charlie. Donnie Yen, and then you could put someone else. You could put someone else in there, and then Mike Tyson is cherishingly, tenderly holding your hand.
Like yeah, I Tyson, watch. Will you marry me?
Tyson Chan. That was
like
that
man.
Was
I like right. to think. I like to think that. You know, in the movie, Ip Man kind of draw, like in the fight.
Yeah.
But like, there's no fucking way that whether or not it's fictional Ip Man or like actual Ip Man, there's no way that Mike Tyson won't just kill him.
I mean, Mike Tyson got banned for a while for literally ripping off someone's ear.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, there's no way he wouldn't just demolish.
Tyson Chan.
Ooh.
Wait, where is that from? Is that from Hitman?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Yeah, I it's a little confusing why, like, there's like a Chinese mafia gang run by Mike Tyson.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. For a Chinese mafia gang, I feel like the one person you wouldn't expect to be running it is Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly.
This doesn't make sense. The least expected.
I love the plots of the It Man movies where it's like...
They get progressively worse.
It Man defeats... like Sharknado.
In the new one... Alright, in the new one, isn't, like, It Man, like, a gym teacher or something?
He goes to California and opens a school, I think.
Yeah, and everyone's racist there, apparently.
Everyone in California in the 60s is racist.
I mean,
no.
Look at Portland nowadays, you know.
You're Chinese boxing.
Dude, I miss that guy. That guy.
I know.
Like, it is a feat of filmmaking that you could write a character that's whose only character traits are that he is racist and that he loves boxing.
One well, British.
That's it.
And British.
That's all he does.
Oh, and British, dude. Easy.
God. It Man defeats racism, guys. Let's go.
There he is, It Man, the CEO of racism.
Take him out.
It's also Mike Tyson. You'd never expect Mike Tyson to be the CEO of racism. Twister, I think that's how they did it in It Man 3. What?
The racist boxer, he's the Twister.
The Twister?
Look, Twister, respect thread, let's go.
That looks like just angry Captain America.
I would honestly prefer the Twister as Captain America.
I mean, I don't... Would the racist vibe fit Captain America?
Yes.
More importantly, would the British vibe?
I mean, they have Captain... Wait, when Captain America came out of ice, do you think he was, like, racist for a solid 5 minutes?
I mean, he's from the 40s, dude.
Yeah, but like, is it like canonically, like, I mean, there was obviously people that were, like, against racism in the 40s, but
no,
like,
not that many.
Mainstream Captain America will always be safe, but Ultimate Captain America, he's something else. he's definitely racist, that guy.
Jesus. Captain America defeated the CEO of racism within himself.
That's true. I think we can all do with defeating the CEO of bad things within ourselves together on the Kyle and Charlie Show podcast.
I found something very strange. Speaking of Captain America,
there's a website titled "The Virtues of Captain America," and there's
category
a category titled
"Racism."
Racism.
What? I thought that was like the viruses of Captain America for a split second. Jeez. Why is, I don't recommend going to that website, sir. You're going to get like a computer virus. Guaranteed. You're going to contract racism.
Could you imagine if, like, a racist person could just cough on you and then you're racist too?
It's like that one, like, stupid little bit in Rick and Morty where, like, the virus and, like, the other thing. Or it's like the flu and, like, that other thing fuses together. What the hell? Alright, well, I feel like old comics in general are kind of, like...
Dude, old comics are so racist.
Dude, have you seen
it's
old
so
Batman?
Funny.
Literally, like, old Batman, like, they'll do things like where they're, like, in Chinatown and Gotham, and literally every single person is actually painted yellow. Like, it's awful.
There's that one 90s Punisher story where, like, he has to, like, go undercover. So he has plastic surgery and becomes Black Punisher.
Dude, that's like Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder. That's where they got it from. Hold on. Oh my goodness, it's real.
It's real? Of course it's real.
What the hell? That's not Black Punisher.
He looks incredibly amazed.
You think this letter in my head stands for friend? Yes. That's what I believe, at least. Captain France. All right, hold on. What was the worst, like, tier 3 Marvel or, like, Marvel or DC supervillain in your guys' opinion? What, like, either mean? Just, like
what do you,
I don't know, like,
tier 3?
Like, people that literally, like, appeared for, like, one comic or something. Like,
every villain in every Moon Knight issue except, like, two of them.
Specifically, that guy with, like, the cool dual knives.
Stilt Man.
Big fan of Big Wheel
the guy,
over here.
No. Okay, so there's Bushman, and then there's Morpheus, who's like some dream monster. And those are the only two Moon Knight villains I can name. And I've read a bunch of Moon Knight.
Oh, wait.
I really like an Asbestos Girl.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Big Wheel's always been a classic.
Big Wheel.
Big Wheel. Literally, his whole thing is that he's just vibing in a wheel.
Oh, wait. I just remembered. There was this one DC comic book character that DC wanted to make where, like, there was a white supremacist main character, and, like, his superpower was to yell out black power and turn into a black superhero. And then they handed the idea to a black author, and then the guy was just like, this is a horrible idea, and turned the idea to a Black Lightning.
What a racist has to shout black power to become a... That's...
Who thinks of that?
Old school comics just don't make
sense. I have to find the comic book panel for, like, they did a comic book where, like, they put that as, like, an alternate universe character.
Oh my god, dude, what? Like, old comics were, like, Superman used to fight the KKK on radio. That was, like, a classic bit.
Yeah, didn't that like expose, like, the KKK in real life too?
Yeah, I was reading about that too. Well, I mean, like, it's literally everywhere. Like, Drunk History did a thing. I think Black Klansman was the movie that came out that was somewhat about it. I haven't seen it. Freakonomics talked about it, but literally, like, this one dude that was, like, a nephew of some, like, Klan higher up. Decided to work with some of the, I think some, like, cops to infiltrate the Klan. And since the Klan had a lot of power back in the day, like, you couldn't really just do anything against the Klan, like, take it down. Especially this was, like, in Atlanta, Georgia, which is, like, the hometown of the Klan at the time. I think now it's in Arkansas, but, you know, what are you gonna do? Who goes to Arkansas anyways?
Oh, I found it.
Yeah, but the guy infiltrated the Klan.
Oh, I've seen this panel.
What is... What the hell? Oh my... I don't know. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But, like, the guy infiltrates the Klan. Learns, like, all their secrets because he's, like... he gets, like, really close to higher-ups. Releases them, like, through radio. And through Superman. So, like, all the, like, these little, like, Klan messages and whatnot become, like, jokes between kids.
Oh my gosh, that's legendary.
It's literally, like, they just shitposted all the Klan secrets everywhere. So, and then the kids started picking them up and, like, making little jokes about it and how stupid they were. Because, like, literally, I think some of the clan things is, like, you had dragons and wizards and, like, trolls. Like,
yeah, it's, like, a bunch of nerds.
It's, like, ranks. Like, literally shit straight out of D&D.
Yeah, worst D&D game ever.
Worst D&D game ever. I had to fight against the clan. I couldn't tell what they actually were. There was a guy that was a goblin. He turned out to be an orc. Dude, the clan is just so weird. What is this? What is this thing that? What is this chat thing? That's so. That's the like the stupid idea.
For, what's like, happening, baby? Meet the brown bomber.
This just reminded me of another.
I only have my powers when I turn black.
I love this.
What
panel.
Is this?
Or should I say African American?
Anyway, they only last for 1 hour. I call it. Is that CPT?
Yeah.
I mean, wait. Oh, this is. Oh my god. That's just awful. Who. That's a classic frame. Isn't that like Luke Cage? Or like old school Luke Cage?
I don't know.
That's kind of outrageous hair for Luke Cage.
I feel like Luke Cage originally had like a large afro, I think, and then like it got smaller, and then he got to more of a shaved head.
And then
the
he just went bald.
Yeah. Over time, his hair retracted back into his skull. No, the comic frame right now that we have is a Medusa, and I believe that is Luke Cage. Because it's kind of like I think that's a Luke Cage panel. Impossible, why don't you turn to stone? I'm already rock hard, baby. Yeah, that sounds like something. I don't know. Luke Cage always made like unbreakable puns. I feel like that's a Luke Cage panel.
It's kind of reminds me of the time.
You came rock
Black
hard.
Black Manta, like. Had autism and was cured of it using a serum of some sort, which gave him powers.
What?
It was a vaccine, dude.
When was this? That doesn't sound... What?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Jesus. Oh my god. Dude, old comics are on crack. Like, just everything was... Oh.
I'll read this. As a result of the serum that cured him of his autism, Black Manta possesses some degree of advanced stamina and endurance.
I hate this.
don't send this to Karens.
Where do I find this?
What's... No.
It's from Wikipedia, man.
It's from Wikipedia.
The serum you can buy it on Amazon.
This is the Black Manta Wikipedia page.
Jesus. Charlie, I don't know if you know this, but there's this one Spider-Man story, like alternate universe story, where like he kills Mary Jane with like his semen. His
radioactive
semen.
Jizz, that's right. Yeah, that's so fucked. Like, oh my god, comic books are weird. Spider-Man was always the one where like people did the edgy stuff too as well. Like you already had like your edgy characters, but Spider-Man was always like, "Oh, I'm a man that dresses up as a spider and defeats bad guys. What could possibly go wrong?" Then it's like, "Yeah, by the way, his aunt is the only one taking care of him. He barely scrapes by. Like, geez.
Nobody likes him.
Nobody likes him. It's only when he becomes fit and." Buff. That's when he gets friends.
The only thing
and even
he's
kind of assholes.
The only thing he's got going for him is that, like, I swear, this guy gets a new girlfriend like every week. He's had like 17 in total, I think.
Jesus, what is Spider? Dude, whatever spider bit Spider-Man. I think I need. I wouldn't mind that spider bite just for Peter Parker's level of charisma. Peter Piper had good charisma as well.
He picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Yeah, but he could say it five times fast.
I never knew that one.
Never knew what. Peter Piper.
Peter Piper. Pickle
Peppers. The Ballad of Peter Piper.
Yeah, well, you have to be pretty intelligent to know that one.
Oh, yeah, well, you have to be pretty intelligent to not be blonde. Yeah, high five, everyone. Okay, come on, bring it in.
Let's go.
Got him. All right. Well, now what? We poked fun at Kyle for being Matt Damon for like at least three different bits.
We could end the show because we've been recording for like an hour.
Yeah, it is true. Oh yeah, but anyways, for those of you listening, we are working on updating the show a little bit, making it a little bit better than just nightmare chaos and just random bits.
No more pre-show cocaine.
Yeah, we're getting rid of that. Only coffee now.
Grape soda.
Grape soda for Carlito. And anyone else, I guess.
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, wait. How... Brian, you're like super sensitive to caffeine. How do you process grape soda?
Don't listen.
I mean, there's like no caffeine in it, but like it's still a ton of sugar.
Yeah, well, it's like I don't really know anymore. I haven't had soda in like 3 years, but like every time I see grape soda, I always really think about going back.
Oh, jeez. Past addict over here.
Of grape soda. Into grape soda.
The reason I stopped drinking soda is the dumbest thing.
Why?
So, like, I was on my third Pepsi of the day, right? Like, over one summer vacation. And then we ran out of Pepsi, and all we had was water bottles. And I'm like, okay, fine, Pepsi. I'll just drink water instead. And then I just didn't drink soda again.
You were just so petty.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That you drank all your Pepsi. You instead switched to water.
How dare you run out on me?
And then after that, I only drank water for 2 years. Just
Pepsi soda be like. All right, yeah.
Brian, I think when he see Pepsi soda.
Oh, wait, I don't have an angry one.
No, just.
Bonk. Oh. Bonk. There we go. All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good rest of their evening or day or whatever or whenever y'all listen to this. But I think that's the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Goodbye, gamers. Adios. Kapuya. Oh.